let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Theana from Rhea Sylvia Constant, P.E. is the first book in a trilogy that spans the lives of three generations of strong women, the author's grandmother, Calliope, the author's mother, Theana, and the author herself. Theana depicts Calliope's and Theana's struggles with life's adversities and Theana's courage and determination in forging a better life for herself and her family. The narrative begins around 1920 in a remote mountain village in northwestern Greece, encompassing events up to, during, and after World War II, including the closing of the Iron Curtain. Rhea Sylvia Constant has published a book of short stories, also an accomplished poet. Now working on her third volume of poetry, numerous awards, Poetry.com's Editor's Choice Award, the President's Award for Excellence in Literature, recipient of the Laureate Certificate from the International Library of Poetry, Who's Who in Poetry, recently presented the Albert Nelson Lifetime Achievement Award for her work as a professional engineer and author, and the author of Theana, Rhea Sylvia Constant, coming to us on This Week in America. Rhea Sylvia, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you for having me, and Merry Christmas to everybody.
Yes, and is to that, you as well. Yes, it'll be a festive time and beginning 2020, which doesn't quite seem possible. This year has gone by way too quickly. Let's talk about the inspiration for writing this book. It's very special to you, and you've done a really excellent job of bringing the characters in the book alive, a part of history that's alive for all of us to enjoy and to share with you. What was the inspiration for this?
Of course, the inspiration and the name of the book, it's my mother, Theana, actually a nickname from Theliana. And it came up when we were little children, me, my brother, and my sister, we were sitting around the fireplace, or how it was in my country, the tall ceramic stoves. We didn't have the open fireplace. And my mother was talking about her childhood story, her land in Greece and Macedonia, the village she grew up in, which is Avdela. It's a mountain village, a remote mountain village, mostly Macedonian people. And what really impressed on me as a child was that my mother was saying, well, I wish I could return there and just kneel down and kiss the land of my country. The Iron Curtain, the communist country, were separated from the rest of the world, and we had no communications whatsoever. So all the story kind of remained with me. And about 2000, I start working on the book for my mother. And she died in 2000. She didn't know I was writing the book. I published the book in 2003. And now I published it.
And what a tribute to her. She would be quite proud of the job that you've done. I mean, you've taken this story of courage and determination, this inspirational story, and now sharing it with the world in the book. Theana, it's just such a wonderful job that you have done. What has this meant to you to be able to tell these stories?
Well, of course, I was very emotionally drained because of my mother was dying in 2000. But I really started working and started writing in around 1995. It was just like something inside me said that I have to put it in writing. Well, I am an engineer. I have no formal training as a writer. But it was something that I had to put it on writing, all my emotions, all my life experiences, everything I went through, coming from Romania to Greece and to United States as a refugee. And I started writing in 1995. My first book was a short story, The Story of a Refugee. And then the second book, And I thought it as a trilogy. Is this book about my mother, actually the roots of my family, the beginning? And then the second book is Athens, which talks about my staying in Greece before I came to United States. I emigrated. I left Romania in 1980. They stay in Greece about 14 months, and then I came to United States. And my third book of the trilogy is America, the Final Destination. And of course, it's talking about my experiences and adjustment to life in my new country, America.
With us on the program is Rhea Sylvia Costin, P.E. She is the author of the trilogy, Theana. Give you information where the book is available as we go through the program. Available wherever you find books, of course, and Rhea's website will mention as well. It's interesting, you are a trained engineer. You were such a gifted writer. Poetry, for example, I mentioned all of the recognition, well, not all of it, a portion of the recognition that you've received because you're a very accomplished poet. How did that all begin for you, expressing yourself in poetry?
Well, it's another strange event. I attended some writers' festival, which were kept here in Jacksonville, and they send the program out to what classes you want to take. There are a lot of classes. And I said, well, I published my first book. I don't know anything about marketing, how to make the money. Okay, I'm going to a marketing class. And then was this thing in the back of my mind? No, they have a poetry workshop and I have to attend that. And I was struggling. I said, no, I never wrote poetry in my life. How can I, what do I do there? So I went to this poetry shop and also a black lady, and I don't remember her name, but it was just something spiritual about it. Really spiritual. She was asking us, the attendants of the class, the students, to put something on the center of the room, like a ring or something that belonged to us. And she was just going around and doing, like, I'll say black magic. I mean, she was just with some incense. Anyhow, after all that was finished, she said, well, sit at your bench there and put your thoughts together on a paper. So we started doing it. And when I finished and I had to read it aloud, it came out like a poem. Just like that. And then I started writing it. And what I really liked about poetry is that you can express deep feelings without being concerned that you look foolish or ridiculous or whatever. You can really express what is in your heart.
And you do such a beautiful job of that, not only in the poetry, but in the trilogy that you've written, Theana, which is available at Amazon. You'll find it at Rhea's website, too, which is Rhea Sylvia Costin, costin.com. Give you all that information before we finish the program today. Did you find it difficult to express yourself in English? English is your second language. Was that difficult, especially maybe in poetry, when each word is so important? Was that a challenge for you?
English and learning English was a challenge, of course, because I learned just to start learning English 1 year before I left Romania, and then 1 year the time I stay in Greece. When I came here, I started my engineering jobs. I was very lucky to find an engineering job, and it was with the Department of Environmental Regulation. I had to apply the rules. I was giving permits and looking up, checking up the jobs. So what I had my big dictionary. My mother sent me from Romania. I wasn't published by the Academy of Romania. And I was looking up every word. I mean, if I didn't understand what one word, I had my dictionary next to me and look it up, every word. And then, of course, I have to get some credit to some of my colleagues at work, because they put a really big emphasis on communication skills and writing skills. And that was very important for my engineering job, really important, more important even than my knowledge in engineering, because I was working for the city, my next job, the city of Jacksonville. So we had to present, make presentation, present, talk to people. So that was my steps to learn English language.
And you may know it better than people that have lived here all their lives. I mean, you really focused on the communication part of your job, and the result has been a wonderful success as a poet, and the series, the trilogy, Theana, which we've been talking about on the program today. By the way, if you're Googling that, that's T-H-I-A-N-A, and the author, our guest, is Rhea Sylvia Costin. Engineering and writing, are there some similarities? How do those go together? Similarities in the discipline for both?
Actually, that's what I loved about my engineering job was the creativity of it. I mean, you don't even think, you think that the engineering is dry and mathematics, but it's a creativity part of it, you know, that enables you to find the best and cheapest solutions, the most economical solutions. So it's the same with writing. What attracted to me is the creativity. You know, you create something.
Well, and you have with Theana, and it's the trilogy, again, it's so inspirational. And as you read this, you see this unfold before your eyes, the remarkable lives of three people, you included in that. And I see this as a motion picture. Is there any discussion or hope that this could be turned into a motion picture? I think it would be a riveting experience for someone to watch this story.
Well, I really hope so, and that was my hope from the beginning, because and some other people who listen to me talking on Read My Book said that I am writing in pictures. I bring pictures or images to people's mind. And I was working really with a synopsis group and with GlassLink Solutions. And they presented my book or a screenwrite after my book to Hollywood producers. And it seems like one of them is really interested in my book. So I have hopes that it will transpire in a movie.
Well, we hope so too, because it would make such an amazing motion picture. Rhea Sylvia Costin with us on the program, talking about her trilogy, Theana. You've got so many interesting things going on in your life. I mean, you know, the arts, the engineering, all of this. What are you working on now? I get the feeling you probably have a number of things that you're working at. A very creative individual.
Well, I am working really on my third volume of poetry, and I'm going to call all of them Pearls on a String, Love Songs. And the two volumes are already published, and I'm thinking to republish them. I'll republish them probably first of the year with Authors Press in California. I am going to a book fair in March in London to present my poetry books.
Well, I saw that, and this has to be fascinating. I mean, to be able out in the public and meeting the people and talking about your poetry, getting that feedback, what do you think that experience is going to be like? That has to be something you're really looking forward to.
I'm looking forward to it, and I'm looking forward to see London, because I've never been there, and to go there. Yes. Yeah. I'm very excited. I don't know exactly what to expect.
Well, expect some admiration for the book that you've written, and the gratitude of the people who will read the book and who have read the book. What are your plans for the future? You've of course got the trilogy there. What are you working on next besides the poetry? Are you working on another book?
Not now. Not now. I'm doing different things, really. You know, I am doing physical fitness and yoga, and I'm going dancing.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
Yeah.
Really living life to the fullest. And, you know, it's interesting, based on all of your life experiences, where you came from, what you've seen, the impact of your grandmother, your mother on your life coming to the United States. What would you recommend to young people today? If you were in a classroom and they were asking you, Rhea Silvia, give us some guidance, some suggestions for life. What recommendations would you make to them?
Well, to me, and I don't know how the newer generation are thinking about it, but to me, hard work and dedication was what paid off. And my father was always saying that, you know, higher education, it's the ticket for a better life. And that was the only thing we had in the communist country. You know, that's the only way you can separate yourself from somebody else, you know, having a good education. And that's what I pursued. To go back to my writing, I always enjoy reading, and I mean, that was a hobby of mine. So what I will say, you have to follow your heart, but also hard work and dedication pays off in the end.
Wait a minute or so left in the program. What has this experience been like for you to work on the trilogy and to go back again and focus on the lives of your grandmother and your mother, almost reliving those times, you know, through your thoughts and then your writing? What has this been like for you?
Well, it has been a release of emotions and feelings that I held inside. And not all of them are positive. I had been through some hard time, especially when I was by myself in Greece. And when I first came in America, not everything it's roses. Not everything it's easy. It is a struggle. And sometimes I have been to a situation where I had been hurt or humiliated. And I thought that I have to rise above all this to be able to live my dream.
Well, that's what makes the book so relatable. And we feel we know your grandmother, your mother, and yourself better because of the honesty in doing that. And nobody goes through lives with all ups and no downs. And you bounce back from those, a very successful career in engineering, very successful career as a writer in poetry, and the trilogy, which is Theana, that's Thiana. The book is available at Amazon, the usual places. Rhea Silvia Costin is the author. Her website is Rhea Silvia Costin, costin.com. You can link on to all of those by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Rhea Silvia, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Look forward to someday seeing you at the movie debut of Theana. I think this would make an excellent theatrical event. Good luck with that project, everything you're working on. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Rick, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome. It's been our pleasure. Once again, the book is Theana, the trilogy, Rhea Silvia Costin. Information, of course, on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.